Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. We're in a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Today, as Pastor Rick brings these teachings to a close, he'll take a final look at making the most of whatever season you're in. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you how you can take the complete audio for this series with you wherever you go. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Reconcile a Relationship.
Now, before we go on any further on the next steps, I want to pause here for a minute and I want us to pray, because I want this to be a very practical message. First, think of somebody you need to reconcile with. That shouldn't be too hard. Think of somebody you've had a little, you're on the outs with. And I'm going to ask you to pray, God, give me the courage to make the first move. And do these steps. Lord, is there any of it that's my fault? Is there anything I need to do? What do you want me to do about it? In fact, Tom, come up here and lead us in prayer right now.
Let's pray together. God, thanks for loving us and caring about us. And Lord, right now we bring to our mind the person that we need to reconcile with. We say their name in front of you. We start there. And we ask for your help. Help us to see things in a better way. Help us to see what you can do. God, we need your help. You know how to reconcile. You reconciled with us. You pay the greatest price. And so we ask for strength and help, hope that we don't have by ourselves. And God, we ask particularly to help us to know what's the next step? What's the phone call? What door do I need to knock on? What do I need to do next? God, show us what to do and then give us the strength to do it. We pray for this in your name. Amen. Now, once you've done that, you've decided to have a peace conference. You've asked for God's strength. You've made the step, and you're actually together. You're having this peace conference. What happens in this peace conference is really important. And the first thing that happens is all important. You have to start the right way. It's the next thing in your outline. What's the first thing you do when you've finally gotten together for this peace conference? I start by confessing my part of the conflict. I start by confessing my part of the conflict. Instead of starting by accusing, or we always want to start by rehearsing the past. Let's go all over the past and talk about all the details. Or you start by attacking, or you start by blaming. You don't start with any of those things. Instead, you start with humility. Even if it's 90% their fault, you confess the 10% that's your fault. Even if it's 99.99% their fault, you confess the 0.01% that is your fault. The truth is, none of us are perfect. So in any conflict, there's always two people that are involved. And because none of us are perfect, we've always got something that we can say, well, here's what I did. Here's where I had a problem. You see, all of us have blind spots. We don't see ways that we are actually making the conflict even more deep. And Jesus taught us that if I want to resolve a situation with somebody else, before I can get to what's wrong in their life, I got to first deal with what's wrong in my life. And here's the picture he gave us. It's the next verse in your outline. Jesus said this, Matthew 7. Why do you notice the little piece of dust in your friend's eye, but you don't notice the big piece of wood in your own eye? First, take the wood out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the dust out of your friend's eye. First, you deal with what's in your life, what's in your eye. Now, what am I talking about? It could be things like, I'm just being unrealistic, and that's part of what's caused this conflict. And I confess to that. Or I confess that I've just been insensitive. I haven't been thinking about you. Or I confess that I've been oversensitive in this situation. I confess that I've been ungrateful. I've really been ungrateful lately. And I'm sorry. I know that's brought us to this point. I confess that I've been too demanding. You look for what's in your life and you begin by confessing that first. The truth is, any relationship can work when we confess our part of the conflict. You know, there's this idea out there sometimes that somehow a relationship just can't work. In fact, the number one excuse for divorce, reason that people give for divorce is, you've heard it, we're just incompatible. It just won't work because we're just incompatible. That is a total myth. There's no such thing as two people being incompatible, just incompatible. That's not the problem. It's not that we're just incompatible. It's that we're just stubborn. It's that I'm just selfish. It's that I'm just self-centered. And I'm so focused on myself, I am not willing to say, here was my part. Here's what happened and why it happened. You see, we say to ourselves, well, it just wasn't meant to be. The truth of the matter is, I just didn't grow up. I didn't grow up enough to say I was selfish in that situation. I am unwilling to admit my fault. What I'm saying is this. More marriages die because of inflexibility, far more than adultery. So when you're solving a conflict, when you've finally gotten together to meet, the first thing you do is you lead with humility. Before honor, the Bible says, comes humility. Before God honors the relationship, you start with humility. And when you're doing that, here's a powerful peacemaker. Powerful peacemaker in every one of our lives. It is the words, it's a sentence. I'm sorry. I was only thinking of myself. You just say in the relationship, I'm sorry. The reason this happened, and we can all say this because there's always times when I was just thinking of myself. I'm sorry. I was just thinking of myself. In fact, this is hard to say, so let's practice it, all right? Let's just try it together. I'm sorry. I was just thinking of myself. Try that this week. Lead with humility and watch how God uses it to begin to resolve the conflict.
The fifth skill you need to learn if you're going to learn how to restore broken relationships is listen for their hurt. Don't listen for the problem. Don't listen for the issue. Listen for the hurt beneath their complaint, their anger, their issue. Now, I have said this to my kids so many times that it's become a cliche to them. Hurt people hurt people. What I mean by that is when people are hurting others, it's because they're hurting. Healthy people don't hurt other people. Holy people don't hurt other people. Happy people don't hurt other people. It's hurt people who hurt others. And if you had a parent who hurt you growing up, my guess is they got hurt somehow when they were growing up. They got warped. They got hurt. They got a thorn in their side that caused them to pass on to others the hurt that they were feeling. Now, this is a principle, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking about marriage or talking about the marketplace or you're talking about the Middle East. When people are hurting, they lash out at others. When people feel devalued, when people feel nobody shows them any respect, when people feel that their dignity has been robbed, when people feel nobody's listening to them, they get mad. People around the world are dying for respect. Everybody wants dignity. And when you treat people with dignity, the anger just dissipates so quickly, whether it's with nations or with businesses or with churches or with ethnic groups or with your own family. You treat people with respect. And what is the greatest way to show people respect? Listen to them and look them in the eye. When you look somebody in the eye and you listen to them, you say, I value what you have to say. I'm listening to you. I'm paying attention. You matter to me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
How would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? Well, Pastor Rick wants to make that happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer you this 7-message audio series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or by downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on this broadcast, as well as the portions we just didn't have time for. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, this is a principle, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking about marriage or talking about the marketplace or you're talking about the Middle East, when people are hurting, they lash out at others. When people feel devalued, when people feel nobody shows them any respect, when people feel that their dignity has been robbed, when people feel nobody's listening to them, they get mad. People around the world are dying for respect. Everybody wants dignity. And when you treat people with dignity, the anger just dissipates so quickly, whether it's with nations or with businesses or with churches or with ethnic groups or with your own family. You treat people with respect. And what is the greatest way to show people respect? Listen to them and look them in the eye. When you look somebody in the eye and you listen to them, you say, I value what you have to say. I'm listening to you. I'm paying attention. You matter to me. Now, this is a principle that if you want to connect with people, doesn't matter if you're a coach or a teacher or a salesman or a manager or anything, you always start with the other people's hurts and needs and interests, not your agenda. And in a peace conference, you need to stop and listen beneath the words, what they're saying. You did this and you did this and you did this. And you start saying, what is the hurt they're expressing? You know, when people get angry at you, you tend to push back. When people are hurt, you tend to be sympathetic. So look for the hurt in their life. Now, James 1:19 tells us how to do this. Let's read it aloud together. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Now, this verse here says, you know, we've got two ears and one mouth. God gave us two ears and one mouth. He wants us to listen twice as much as we speak. But we get in a hurry. And what you need to do is you try to understand the perspective of other people. You don't just look at the situation from your point of view. You seriously, intentionally switch your focus from my needs and my agenda and what I want to say back to them to listening for their hurt. As St. Francis of Assisi said, seek to understand before seeking to be understood. Seek to understand before seeking to be understood. Now, this secret here is the key to any good relationship in life, diffusing the conflict. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. You need to understand where people are coming from, because when you understand where people are coming from, you just cut them a lot of slack. You realize why they're saying what they're saying and why they're doing what they're doing. When you understand their background and you understand their temperament and you understand where they've been hurt and where they've been slighted and where they've been put down, and when you understand where they're coming from, you just are a lot more gracious to them. It all comes from understanding. This is going to be our memory verse for the week. Now, whenever you memorize a Bible verse, you want to say the address, that means where it is in the Bible, James 1:19, at the beginning and at the end, and you memorize stuff by saying it aloud, because we learn through the ear gate. So we're going to say this verse aloud together. Say it with me. James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, James 1:19. Now, let me give you some hand things to learn this. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry, James 1:19. Let's do it again. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, James 1:19. You think you can use this verse this week? Oh, baby, oh, baby. You're going to have 20 different times this week when you need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, James 1:19. So in a couple weeks, when your loving pastor says, now you guys all remember James 1:19, you're going to say, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, James 1:19. Very good, class. Very good. Some of you, that's the first Bible verse you've ever memorized, but that's a good one to start with. Because when you're dealing with your kids, or you're dealing with your boss, or you're dealing with some cranky, complaining customer, you want to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. James 1:19. Very good. Now, there are two areas in life that you need to especially be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. It's the next verse. We must bear the burden of being considerate of the doubts and fears of others. Circle doubts and fears. Those are two areas we tend to not be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Doubts and fears. You see, everybody else's fear to you is incredibly irrational, but your fears are very respectable. Your fears are legitimate. Everybody else's fears are unreasonable. No, you need to be considerate of the doubts and the fears of others when you're dealing with them. This is so important. Now, number six, this is the hardest one to do in restoring a relationship. Be willing to absorb the pain. Be willing to absorb the pain. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. He absorbed the pain when I was thumbing my nose to God and saying, forget you, God, I'm going to be my own God. Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid for all my sins. He absorbed the pain. He took the initiative. God took the initiative. I didn't take the initiative to get to know God. God took the initiative by sending Christ to me to make peace between me and God. Look at these verses. When we were unable to help ourselves, at the moment of our need, Christ died for us. So see, when we couldn't help ourselves, although we were living against God. See, he said, I'll absorb the pain. I'll make the initiative. I'll take the initiative in the reconciliation. The next verse says, when we were God's enemy, we were God's enemies, but we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. He was willing to absorb the pain. When you absorb the pain in a relationship, you're being Christ-like. You're saying, yes, I have a right to get even, but I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm going to let it go. And here's the point. Whatever you want from God, whatever you want God to do in your life, you got to do it for others. Look at this verse. James 2:13. There will be no mercy for you if you have not been merciful to others. But if you have been merciful, then God's mercy toward you will win out over his judgment against you. Mercy triumphs over justice. Whatever you want God to do for you, you must be willing to do for others. Emphasize reconciliation, not resolution. That's a very important difference. Emphasize reconciliation, not resolution. Reconciliation focuses on the relationship, reestablishing the relationship. Resolution is all about resolving the issues and agreeing on everything. You're going to discover that you're not always going to agree on everything. You, in your marriage or anywhere else, but you can disagree without being disagreeable. That's called wisdom. You can have unity without uniformity. You can walk hand in hand without seeing eye to eye. You can have resolution of a relationship without, reconciliation of a relationship without having a resolution of all of the problems in it. And when you focus on the relationship, many times the issues become insignificant. Now, friends, here's my challenge to you. In a world that is divided and divisive and polarized and partisanship and people angry against each other and people being rude and uncivil and broken relationships and broken treaties and a broken world, my challenge to you, and I'm going to ask you to do this today, is that you will commit to become an agent of reconciliation in our world. The world desperately needs that. Peacemakers. Let's look at the last two verses. God has restored our relationship with him through Christ. And he has given us, that's you and me, the ministry of restoring relationships. That's the ministry of reconciliation. He did not hold people's faults against them. And he's given us this message of restored relationships to tell others. This is the good news. The war with God can be over, and the war with other people can be over. We are Christ representatives, and we beg you on behalf of Christ to become reunited with God. If you're a child of God, you must be an agent of reconciliation in the world. It's not optional. It's what it means to follow Christ. Look at the next verse. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. I want that blessing on your life. I want that blessing on your family. I want that blessing on your marriage. I want that blessing on my life. I want that blessing on our church and our nation. God blesses those who work for peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Maybe you've never made peace with God. Today's your day. Let's bow for prayer. Would you bow your heads? Would you say this? God, I don't want to be at war with you anymore. I'm going to humbly surrender to you today. You're God. I'm not. You're in charge. I'm not. You call the shots. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to absorb the pain for me so I could be reconciled to you, so I could be just as if I'd never sinned. That's amazing that you would do that. When I didn't even care about you, you cared about me. And so today, Jesus Christ, I open my life to you. I open my heart to you. I'm saying yes to you. I don't even understand it all, but I'm just saying yes. I want to end the war. I want to have peace with God so I can have the peace of God, so I can be a peacemaker in the world. Thank you for your grace and forgiveness. Help me to offer it to others. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, how would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? Well, Pastor Rick wants to make this happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer you this 7-message audio series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on the broadcast, as well as portions we just didn't have time for. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. Once again, here's Rick.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I'm going to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback, and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. Now, here's how you get the app. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue Sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.